Why, I was not eager to undertake that thing. I was just as confident it wasn't no good would come out of it, so I could. And still, suddenly I decided this thing I was going to do. But anyway, he told me up just a little while before I went on that thing. I don't know just how long it might have been. Sometimes work it out. I mean, that kind of situation. And Marcy was there. But she hadn't been there at the time the call came through. And just shortly before I was to be taken there, he said, everything's going to be all right, you know. Well, this is the good place I felt that he did really. I had that assurance, you know.
You felt what?
I felt that he didn't really have that assurance, but he felt that I needed to be reassured or something. Reassured. But anyway, I said, I'm sure that I am a difficult creature to read. In fact, you haven't, have you? So, you're not trying to. I said, are you trying to do this or some vague mess? I think they've already given me this shot that was supposed to make me nuts, you know, unaware of what went on. I had this partial aware, you know, what went on. But anyway, I made some sort of apology to him that I was so doggone difficult to reach in him that I'm looking for.
Well, it's possible.
I said, just hang on to this fact that there may be this thing is going to come to pass someday. Well, I'm not supposed to be reached, you know. Well, the time is now, you know. And I think he caught what I meant. I mean, the way he said it's going to be all right. But I didn't have the feeling that as yet he was sure of this, that he could feel as much assurance as he would like to feel if this was so at this time. Because somehow I don't think it is with me and him like it is with everybody else and him. I don't know how to explain this, but the relationship.
I would say that if it is not
the same entity, it's almost the same entity, you know, rather than a division of personality.
I would say that if it is not, it's because of the fact that he relates through mind so extensively. Somehow I think mind is something external to us. I think that the vehicle that is within the head is like a radio, it's like an antenna thing, you know, it picks up whatever is going on in mind, and I think mind is external to us. And in your connection to mind, I think that perhaps you think of Jim as an extension of yourself, and I think you place upon him the limitations that you have felt for yourself, and I think that if there is any failure to communicate, that it would be your own feeling of limitation.
No,
and I think that when you... Well, let me finish. I think that when you can reach the place that you disconnect and you realize the fact that he is a separate and distinct entity and is indeed not the same application to mind as you are, even though there are similar and relative conditions, then I think that you could have the same connection to him, say, as I have, where there is a willingness to allow the total superiority of what I find there in character and in all ways, and not to find the necessity compete would be the wrong word. It's like more like limitation. You feel limitations on yourself that you extend to him that do not actually exist for him. Because he has...
I can feel that he has more difficulty with getting through to me on any situation.
So do you think that's because you placed the limitation on him?
No, not that I put the limitation on him. I think
are you sure you don't?
That's right. That is right. It is a thing I think that is not immediately understandable. Because I do not place any limitation.
But you see, he could not, nor would he.
I do think that there is a limitation, as far as I'm concerned. I think we are in very difficult to cope with. I asked him flat out right. One time I said, do you feel this thing that might be emanate from me to know about this stuff? Short, I said, do you feel it is difficult to reach me when I'm in difficulty? He said, you are the hard hit that you be sure I ever that was what I was talking about. And that was what he realized.
Yeah, but don't you think...
But he does do it, you know.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, don't you think that the reason you are hard to reach is because of where you place yourself in a relative position to him?
No, I do not. I do not place myself in a relative position to him.
No. I place myself in a relative position to him of some sort. You're not getting my understanding of what I'm saying. I'm not speaking of a relative, like a blood relation.
Yeah, I feel like that every one of you is more as much blood relation as I am.
No, that's still not what I'm trying to say. I'm not making myself clear.
Well,
in other words, what I'm saying is, here is Lynetta Jones, and in Lynetta Jones' mind, for some reason, you've got a three-sided wall around you. Now, there's one side that you do leave open to him, but he has to go all the way around here to reach you.
Well, I'm sure that it's very difficult to do. I'm sure of that.
But what I'm saying is, if this exists, I think it has to exist in your mind. I don't think it exists with him, where you're concerned. Or he wouldn't be able to reach you ultimately.
I have never expected anything to... I have never expected anything in this world. That business at the time when I died on the operating table, clinically dead, you know, is very descriptive of the way I feel about things. That I am only just a part of everything else. And the end of the day.
Oh, I think in that regard, I think you're right. I think that concept has to be true.
Whatever of my own, except that it merges the whole man, you know. And the end of this merges with everything else. Be it animate or inanimate, obviously. And that was what was presented to me at this time when my death was prepared, you know.
That has to be right. Ultimately, the concept, I think.
I feel that that intersection or wherever it may be. Well, there's going to be a time when that the destiny says you move out here, you move out of this existence. I have always been very careful not to constitute a block as far as he's concerned.
No, I think that's true. That isn't the reference that I'm speaking of. I'm talking about in regard to your own...
I could feel his struggle. Some sort of struggle that he was having. He was man, and I was not going to be...
pulled out at that time.
Yeah, I think he was bound to this. I could feel that. And I could be experiencing it at that time. Got that when he said, you're right.
And yet, he definitely, without question, has control over life and death, because I have been too many times in service where people have been brought in, you know, with the excrement hardened on their legs from... They were in a state of death at the time, and with excrement hardened on their legs, they'd already passed through the final thing, and I've seen him pull them out of that.
Yeah. Well, undoubtedly he did me on this. That's since when I was planning for death, too. But this was the sort of thing that I was experiencing.
Well, now, what do you make things so difficult for him, for Lynetta?
I don't know what's going on with it, they're going out. But...
Yeah, but... You are connected with his destiny to the extent that...
But I do not feel that I'm any use to his destiny at the moment, or...
Well, I'm not sure that that's accurate. I'm not sure that that's accurate. I think that you are a link in some ways. I think that you could be very effective. You have a mind that is exceptionally agile, and you have distinct writing talents. And some of the things that you could put down and jot down and... As I say, if we get this newspaper going, there's no reason that you couldn't.
I can see only that being the avenue that I might be useful to him. Even that I do not see. Even that I do not see.
Why?
Well, because I think there'd be a whole lot of editing in between what you think and what you write. Or what you would be able to get into print, let us say.
Well, of course, that's...
I don't know if I have that... Kind of
well, now that's precisely what I just said. You phrased it in a different way. When I say subjecting to, without the need for the extension of self, in other words, the realization. I can't explain it exactly, except to say that the way I feel about it, and that is that I have come to the point where I realize. Well, when I first came to the temple, the first time I saw Jim, I was very upset. But the thing that upset me was that I realized that this was without question in my mind. And I came home and told Julie all about it.
Yes, she did.
And Julie knows the state of upset I was in because I was really beside myself. Here I was planning on going to Europe and marrying this man. And... Suddenly, all my plans, all the things I planned to do had to change, and I knew it because in meeting Jim, I knew that he had to be the one person who could save this planet from the terrible, outrageous state of conditions that existed on it. And I knew that his destiny was so pronounced that I could no longer cling to the things that I had previously wanted to do. That I had to then forfeit my own personal wishes and the things that I want to do, even for people, and subject my will and my plans and my ways to whatever need he showed in order to accomplish what he alone had the power and the character and the will to accomplish, so that I had to reach this state where I was willing to negate all my personal desires and my personal wishes for things that I wanted to do in order to become an effective tool to help him accomplish what he alone could do, because I knew I couldn't do it. I might have had previously, and I'm sure I had ideas of in my own little way, saving the world, but I had to face the fact that I did not have his character. I did not have his will. I did not have his... supernormal abilities. And so realizing my own limitations and seeing that he did not have these limitations, then my own reasoning mind made me say, well, the only logical thing and the only honorable thing for you to do is to forego all these plans that you have and do what you can to help this person who does have the ability to save this place to get the show on the road. And that's what I have done, and that's why if I would write something and the whole thing would have to be scrapped, it wouldn't matter to me, because whatever the course is that we have to take in order to get this done, I feel that he knows the way. Even if he doesn't consciously know he knows the way, I feel he does know the way. I definitely feel that he's going to be the greatest person that has ever been on this planet. And I feel that he will be the one to make the final turn of the whole planet into the pattern of releasing the people. And when you consider that 37% today, this is today, 37% of all the adults are eating in this country are eating dog food for dinner. And this is statistics. It's not something out of the hat. They can't afford their own dinner. And you consider that 2 out of 3 babies are going to bed hungry every night. Then to me, the forfeiture of the plans that I would have liked to have had and the things that I would have liked to have done are so insignificant that they have of no consequence to me. But what I can do to effect whatever he sees needs to be done, that's what's important.
I thought you were jumping away. And this I'm seeing in my life, that he is a putting a crying end to everything I ever wanted to do.
And yet,
not that I'm doing it, letting it happen.
Well, Annette, look at it this way, dear.
No, I'm not faulting you for this. But I'm saying that more and more, I am becoming completely ineffective in the channels that I'm channeled, that is to say.
But why would you pick channels other than his work? When you know the greatness of his work.
I have not picked channels, but evidently it's not in conformity with what the powers that be out there consider in conformity with his work. Because I am becoming, I'm the one that's becoming effective in these channels. My help and everything else is just drawing me back to life, and I get forward with the things that I would prefer to do, like you said. You give it up willingly, but I'm having to fight it.
Well, that's,
being fought with it.
What I'm saying is, it's my personal opinion. Now, it's only my personal opinion. As I observe you, I see your own personal greatness, which had to be of such, or he couldn't have come through that mold and come out the way he was. He had to have come through something that had similar qualities to his own. And yet those qualities that you had developed were not up to what he has developed.
The perfection occurred in him, the complete perfection.
Well, it had to have already been, but you had to have been pretty close onto that, or he couldn't have come through that instrument in order to have...
I see, in order for me to ever become...
But you're going to have to subdue...
There's no reason why he's got to subdue me.
No, I don't think he does. I think you're right on that.
I do. I think that something has to be subdued out here, whatever the hell it is.
I agree with that, but I don't think he has the feeling that he should do it.
Well,
I don't think he has any control over it. I think... I feel that it has nothing to do with him, because the one thing I have noticed, he has made this statement in service... It is better that people do not come in to hear him. Because when they have been subjected to the truth, they are then responsible for it. There is something in his energy field that when you walk into, it's like you plug into 220. Then you are judged for what you do by this 220, not by him. It's by what you know to be right and wrong within yourself that you're judged, not by what goes on within him. I don't think it's anything that emanates from him, excepting that here he is with this energy field and you happen to walk through it.
Well, here am I with the idea of what, like, where do I go from here?
Well, why don't you just give up and come on and help with what we're doing, Lynetta?
We need you. But...
You're not effective out in the things you're running around doing, and yet with all of your capacity, and you've got a hell of a capacity.
That's right.
How could you want to do anything other than help him bring about the change he can do?
I don't want to do anything. Everything I do is a physical distress.
No way.
And I don't.
The only things that are a physical distress are the things you're wanting to do on your own. You haven't tried working in his ballpark.
You're working in another ballpark.
You're working it. Not really. I don't think, as I listen to you talk, I don't think that you really have ever been in his ballpark. Well, I mean, to defend him, yes. You'd kill anything that even looked like it was going to harm him. I didn't mean that way. There's no question in my mind that you would be just about the greatest defense around. But I don't think you have put your body, mind, and soul into his work.
I think it's always been a similar.
Of a similar nature, but not in his work. And I think the only way you could put it in his work is to divorce your own desires.
Well, I don't know what desires I really have. I think I prefer not to have any desires. Fact is, I don't have any desires.
Well, you should have. You should be angry as hell at that world out there when you see he can fix it.
That is exactly what I am disgusted with.
Your anger shows in the fact that you try to do something about that world out there. And even at your years, well, I grant you that. So imagine how much more effective you would be if you'd pitch in here and why don't you come in and help me?
That'd be great, and you'd be able to, too. Much more.
You're goddamn effective.
You're much brighter than I am. I feel I don't belong here, but I'm here because I believe what Jim is doing, my Tish was saying.
Oh, no.
Really?
I don't think that about you.
Well, I do.
The first time I talked to you, I felt like it.
Well, you look too much like me, like sisters. So I'm going to talk to you like a sister, okay? And that's because I believe what he can do to save the damn shitty world out there. They have baskets and pictures in it. And
well,
I know we're going to go.
I had all of the things. I had all of the resentment that I had to carry because of the things I tried to talk him out of back then. Was don't forget yourself to be hammered by these bastards. Don't throw your pearl with the first one.
Yeah, but that's because you're being his mother. You've got to quit being his mother and be one of his followers.
That is one of the things that will always fill you with having. Rage is out of this world when I had harmed one single thought of his or they disturb him in any way. I just want to tell him, you know, I don't have the patience that I had once to work with people. I'm all shut up physically for some reason.
You will, though, Loretta, you will. The minute you start grabbing on and know that you're going to help him and drop everything else and help him, whatever.
I really feel, Loretta, you've got so much. You've got more than probably 75% of the workers in his organization. You have organizational ability. You have the ability of a writer. And if you can divorce the ego pattern that each of us has from your words so that only whatever he sees will be effective. Now, sometimes we had that situation last week where he called me to make a phone call. And three times I talked to this man, and then I would report back to Jim what had been said. We were trying to fix something, and Jim performed the impossible. He performed the impossible. But I'd call and report back what had been said, but each time I would try to do the task I was asked to do. And the second time I called back, the man was still rather hostile to me and very cool. And Jim said, well, tell him thus and such, and that there's so-and-so over in Arizona, and that he will do this if this man would like. And I thought, oh, goddamn, you know, shit, I hate to do this, you know, and all. But I got back on the phone, and I did exactly what he told me. My God, Lynetta, you never said anything like it in your voice. The man turned into a purring lamb. I mean, suddenly, he was making conversation with me, being super nice, and I'm sure my mouth was like this when I was on the phone. I never in my wildest dreams could have thought that what Jim was telling me to do would work. And yet it was exactly what was needed. Well, this is the thing. And even with the writing, if you can take your words and, you know, present what you have, then if that can't be used right now, let it be set aside or let it be rearranged or whatever, but keep the application of your energy into his work. Come in here and help me. I could use you so readily every day. You have such capacity. I could use you in 1,000 different ways. And you could make me more effective in his work, in the administration work that we do. If you were just going around checking on getting things done and helping to work in that way, my God, Lynetta, we'd have this show on the road so fast it wouldn't even be funny. You know what? I think your health would straighten up.
Because you've got a great heart and a great mind.
I think your health would straighten right up just like that.
Well, I think
you're just being a hard-head about it. Because you got too much and it should be coming into this cause.
Yeah.
You believe in the same things. You believe in him completely. You can't. Nobody convinced me that you don't believe in him completely, because I hear him talking to you. You recognized him when nobody knew that he. Nobody knew what he was. You knew what he was, and you fought tooth and nail as he came up to help him go ahead and do it. But someplace down the line, you couldn't quit being his mother, and you've got to switch the role around and let him become your father instead of your son.
Oh, that got to her.
That is really.
It's the truth, because just because he happened to come in at this time, he always has been. I know things he said to me about other people showed me that he had knowledge far before he came in, because he is limited to a certain number of earth years. Doesn't have anything to do with his actual years in the evolutionary mind. He is so ancient and superior to us in that realm.
That's true. But with his father, I think, my God, his own father, he sure couldn't sing it. I think his father would have to evolute for 10,000 years more, I think.
Well, that's that? Probably so.
You believe it?
Yes, she does.
Sure, she does. You do.
But you to me represent something that should be working right alongside of him.
That's true.
Because I see so much potential in you. I see things in you that I wish I had in me, and that's the truth.
I feel the same.
I feel that as strong as I am, you are stronger in many ways.
Yes.
And I consider myself to be pretty tough, you know, as far as endurance and so forth by most standards. But I think my endurance ability is a drop in the bucket compared to yours if you ever decided to utilize it.
That's right. You have
it's done with your mind.
Maybe I have run it all out the way
you did.
I think that you'd like to, because I think you're tired of this miserable damn place. But I don't think that's written in the scenario, dear.
What is this that is not written in the scenario? That's
okay. Thank you, my dear. We'll bring this back out to you. Is anybody... Harold? Would you go downstairs and get a Valley Enterprise check out of Grace's desk, please, and bring it to me? You bring it down to you, honey, okay? I'm working on something with her, and I'll be right. I'll send it right back down to you. I know you're in a hurry. Could you go now with it? Because she's got to be at the ballpark concession stand. She's going to be late if she doesn't go right now.
Good. That's great.
Is it going to rain? Oh, I didn't give it permission to rain. What you got, Lynetta? Let's see.
I was thinking this was I discovered the couple you had there. And that is about the most gruesome picture I've set my eyes on. But he's a senator, you know.
Oh, this is?
He wanted me to come down there to assist him in his campaign with Wally, you know. Concord to
excuse me, Jocelyn, I'm working with Lynette on something, dear. That's one of our bright young workers.
Yes, she's a hard worker.
Yeah, she's
Jocelyn.
Now, just this alone, look at this. Other people recognize your ability, Lynetta. I think you ought to quit fighting this whole darn thing and start doing what you should do.
Well, that's one more we lost. We never made it. But they can be counted far between me and I go after the beach that comes out dry.
But the thing is, this is where you belong. This is the work you're obviously cut out to do. All your training goes in this line. You know things that the rest of us are amateurs at. You've learned long since how to handle it. Yeah.
Gladys?
No, I think I forgot.
We'll take it. Uh-oh. We don't have a sign check? Grace isn't here?
No, she's moving.
Grace is moving from my house?
Well, she is. Beautiful. I guess it's one of the apartments. I'm going to
Hardly, you're waiting. Well, what I had in mind was, the possibility of a series. No, you can have it. You want it. I have a couple of extras. No, I have work up here that you could help me with. Tons of it. But we can. The one thing that we should get done first, though, is this life story.
That's what I think the priority.
I think I agree with you. I think that's the first thing, and then after that, I'm going to tell you. Oh, yeah.
Did I take that picture back or not?
Oh.
That's my life back right here. The same one that contained that. It's Concord. I didn't put the personal picture on the back of here. What kind of expediting can you do to that story? You know,
well, I think the main thing, if you could kind of draft an outline of what you think, you know, the contents of the book, what we should include in it.
I think that would be up to you guys. It's going to conclude because I don't know where you're.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, ultimately, Jim would have to make a decision as to.
I don't think he would on structure. I think he would expect us to do that.
You think so?
I believe so.
Well,
I think his function should be to
edit.
Curtail the edit, yes.
Well, but did you find it?
Yes.
Oh, good. What do you think, couldn't you work on some form of structure in connection with it?
I don't seem to be able to. I mean, I never have been able to. The structure, maybe I could work on it by structure, but I never have been able to break down and decide to work from that angle.
Yeah.
I rather give up kind of like newspaper gets up there with a possibility, try to structure so you could break up at any point and eliminate and so on down the line.
Yeah. Well, let me show you.
That's what I'm doing, the more work than it would otherwise. There, if you want to. Are you busy? I thought maybe you might want to read that. That would have been nice.
Rivers.
He went through puberty when he was an agnostic. That was when he was age 6.
Well, it was long in the early ages, somewhere along. He just got. Oh, I guess that followed on the heels, maybe, of a high jerking emotion. He said, man. I don't know how that affected that, my burning him loose from that a little more.
He has said, I remember one time he was talking, he mentioned that he had had this experience when he was very, very ill, and people came in and talked to him, and they were trying to get him to pray because Jesus would help him or something, and he said he had the realization that he was the only God there was, that he had a connection to God, but that other people external from him did not have a connection.
Did he place that in time?
I think around, in connection with some major illness that he had around age 6 or something like that. Age 6 comes to my mind. I don't know that I'm right.
I think his bout with diphtheria coming from my age.
Well, maybe it was at the bout with diphtheria, but he said that he healed himself at the time, that he was supposed to die and that he healed himself at the time.
Mm-hmm. Those sets you can pick up on from him could be incorporated, couldn't it?
For some reason, he's reluctant to give much forth from himself. He seems to want it to come from other people.
Well, it's unfortunate that this the connections with his early life are practically healed, except for me. And this woman I expected for Rocky and her witch, she must be of a bad age.
That little Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
How old woman is she?
Well, this I don't know, but she must be in her 80s.
Oh, wow.
Because her letters are almost indecipherable. She wrote me, you know, and I always hastened on to him because he can get more out of it than I can.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just don't cotton.
You have to turn that back around. One was in there upside down. I've organized the material that I've gotten into various areas. Some of these could be combined, two and three, in a book. I thought we could have one book of testimonies alone, just the things he's done for people in their lives.
That's what's running through my mind, testimonies, perhaps. And still testimonies, and that's what it runs all too long.
Yeah, the thing that they would have to be would have to demonstrate areas of his life. Hi, Rick. If you can find any, I'm not sure there's any there. We'd have to demonstrate periods of time from what he was doing in this period of time, because actually the only people who knew him were people he was working with during this period, you know. Those were the people who saw him and saw what he was doing, were those that he was working with in those periods of time.
This role goes a past. I don't think he has any contact with and he may know which of the Joneses is alive, but they don't even get anything from them because he gives a mystery to them. And I was no less so, you know. But where are we going to get the feeling for that? We'll have to use our imagination, right?
That's what it's needed. We'll use a little imagination, Lynetta. We got it.
Because all these are past, all these people. They're there, no doubt. Good heaven, you know, when I leave a place, I'll be sweeping under the rug. And I don't maintain and then come back or anything else. I just pass on.
He's apparently pretty much the same way, excepting for those that write to him. Because he moves ahead in his work, and usually the people that he's presently working with are not connected with the former pattern.
Sure. And the former pattern used to come out of the thread. Sometimes people. They used to look for you right there. But there is no meaning, no kind of meaning ground somehow. I just knock it off on that. Be as quiet as I can. None of them was. But most people refer to as friends, close to.
Mm-hmm.
I figured that I was pulled them pretty far back, and now I was I didn't have time for social advice. I already saw it.
What did the doctors in the town think about his supernormal abilities? Did they ever have any comments to make to you about it? It must have kind of astounded them.
Well, they would. Their interest was very pronounced, you know. Everybody was interested in his conduct, but I don't remember any.
Did they ever try to perform any experiments or find out why he could do the things he could do?
They tried anything like that.
Huh?
I would have not taken the conduct.
He wouldn't have.
No, I would not have. So we had any disease I'd ever happened to have, or any physical I just ignored that. I didn't know to try to doctors. But the doctors is just
drive what?
Screeching and swollen, you know, and he'd run with his pain of dying or whatever they did.
Who is this?
I said, I used to run him crazy about this one old character that never had another child. They didn't know about his mind, but he had. But he'd come back to his mother's to die, and the poor woman, you know, he was her son, regardless of what he had or hadn't been. And because she was in battle with all the sleepless nights, wives, they had to help her with him and stuff like that. And sometimes I'd go for miles and drag the doctors out of meetings, and I could say, this was not going to support him to look at him. I'm not saying you can support a human being because it gets finished with it, but you know he's not going to live forever. And so I'd make him do this, you know, to shut his mouth so she could get some rest while I was working.
Mm-hmm. When was this?
That was back in Jim's hometown before he was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she had the most miserable cry for the kids. I don't know if I don't know what anyone is like herself, but everybody
doing this cheese?
But anyway, I went in one time and somebody worked to get out of the car and somebody come around up to me and said, you know, this woman's son's beating her to death over there. And I went over there and my God didn't put that son's slide on her. What was the trouble? Yeah, I chased him a block. I said, oh, you great lousy factor that you go in and leap on your dying brother and your old mother. Just too much. And he goes, well, I could just beat soft down the town. And he picked her up by some more guys. And she was just beat around the face till it just her face had no features. It looked like it was a hunk of beef steak, you know what I mean? Just bleeding it up before. And I said, well, now you. She was a Mormon woman trying to follow him all the time. And I was chasing him from out of town, you might say.
That's why he was like that.
And she says, I've got to go. Well, I says, we could get him out of this, don't want to ever get you back in her house again. That's her house, isn't it? I said, you think it's mine down there, but you think it's mine. Or that it belongs to the devil or something, because I'm not putting up with all you, but it's not a sick boy and his mother. But I have to see what she can tell me today. So good, I didn't sleep so long. Then I forgot what to tell you. But anyway, she climbed out the upstairs Monday. and went out to the joint. That boy, she picked me up my wheelchair and tried to show up anybody. I said, oh, you love it. It has something to do with sex and pain.
Mm-hmm.
something to do with sex, I think. So you just go and you lay in it, but you stay away from here while you're doing it. Well, he was supposed to be so mean that he was afraid of his own chair, and he should have forgotten me. He was back in the corner of the chopping. Just that very idea, you're threatening to strike your mother and your dying brother with an axe. Well, I'm not threatening, I'll rip.